Well, we're going to be taking a look at the bond market now. South African bonds have strengthened slightly shortly before mid-day today, tracking some of the gains that has come through on the local unit, of course, after having experienced last week's sell-off. So even though the local unit sitting above that 14 against the dollar mark, still it has pulled away from last week's trough. By the close, we had the benchmark R186 sitting at 9.18% from yesterday's 9.27%, the R207 bid at 7.89%, and that from yesterday's 7.98%. We're joined on the line now by Jonathan Myerson, who's head of fixed interest at Granite Asset Management, for more on what's been playing out in that space specifically. Thanks so much, Jonathan, for having joined us on the line this evening. So let's start off with reports that we've seen come through. Outflows from the bond market last week amounting to almost 8 billion rand, the biggest weekly outflow since November 2016. Is this the new trend that's to be expected given tighter monetary policy stance that's being taken globally right now?
Good evening, Alicia. I'm not sure that we should jump to that conclusion yet. I think there's still pretty good prospects for emerging market bonds, considering that the global central banks are expected to raise rates. But it's still, I think there's pretty much a expectation that it's still going to be very moderate. And, you know, with the announcement that the new chairman of the Fed is going to be more of a dove than a hawk, I'm not too sure that this is a trend that we should consider for all emerging markets. I think it's more of a specific issue for South Africa over the last few weeks.
South Africa specifically, as a result of some of the own goals we've been scoring, and of course event risks will be plaguing the market until at least December. Is that expected to keep foreign buying limited? And within that context, are you seeing any opportunity as a local investor, Jonathan?
So I've got no doubt that it's going to keep foreign investors as well as local investors on their toes in the next few weeks. I'm not too sure that anyone's taking particularly big positions, despite the fact that there's, I think, some decent risk premium that's already priced in the domestic markets. The set of events or the sequence that could unfold in the next few weeks is just too difficult to call. If you think about the rating agencies and the implications of what could happen if they do downgrade South Africa, even though that's not most people's base case, that they will downgrade in the next few weeks. There's certainly the base case for most investors who I've spoken to is that the downgrade will happen, if not by the end of this year, then sometimes next year, with the implications that foreigners will essentially, as we've mentioned many times before, will have to sell some of the exposure to South African bonds.
So take us through the activity that played out at today's bond auction specifically.
It was a good auction, considering that, as you mentioned earlier, the yields, certainly this morning, were pretty much at the highs that we've seen since you have to go back to 2016 sometime. Yields on the 186 were at 9.27 this morning at the time of the auction, and some investors saw decent opportunities there. The auction wasn't as strong as last week's, but it was, I think, all considering, pretty good. One thing to keep in mind is this is the last week in which the auction size is only going to be 2.65 billion. That is now going to increase from the 14th, that's next week, to 3 billion a week. So that's an increase of a substantial amount, 3.3 billion a week, which increases the monthly supply of bonds by over 3 billion. So I think all in all, the National Treasury should be satisfied with the demand for bonds today, but I'm not sure that one should read too much into it.
Absolutely. Of course, that increase in auction levels for both the fixed rate and inflation-linked bond auctions were very much anticipated. It's in response to the revised revenue shortfall projections that that have come through. What do you see this doing as to cost off funding for government from here on out, Jonathan?
I think you're right, it has been anticipated. After the medium-term budget, it was quite clear that they need to borrow more. On aggregate, I would say that the cost of funding is going to increase, but It's not so much the weekly auction that's going to make the major difference. It's the outcome of both the rating agency decision and the ANC conference and the willingness of government to tackle the financial or the fiscal conundrum which they've put us in.
Yeah. What do you have your eye on as we close out the rest of this week, Jonathan, moving into next week?
There's not much by way of dates. There's some mining and manufacturing data which should come out on, I think it's Thursday, which overall is probably likely to confirm that the third quarter was maybe a little bit stronger in terms of economic growth than market expectations have been. But again, it's not like a number that's going to give sufficient encouragement to the market. So I think it's really people waiting to see if the rating agencies are going to wait for the 24th of November or they're going to make any statements sooner than that. My base guess is that they will wait and probably not downgrade, but just put a very serious warning and put us on what they call a rating watch.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jonathan, let's leave it there. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. Jonathan Myerson is head of fixed interest at Granite Asset Management.